welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. Our exclusive one-on-one here at the NovaCare Complex on this Tuesday. Big one coming up on Sunday night. The New York Giants in town. Primetime game, coach. And you're 4-1. You're in first place. What's the message to the team this week?
It's the same message no matter if you win or lose on Sunday. It's got to go back to work. We take a lot of pride in how we train and how we prepare for games, and that's what the key is this week, is just having a real good week of preparation.
A game on Sunday against the Rams, big lead, you hold on at the end, you win the game. A lot of mixed emotions, it seemed, after the game. The way the team's reacted here on this Tuesday, they come back.
They've been great. Whether you win or lose, whether it was the San Francisco game or the St. Louis game or the Colts game or the Jaguars game, as they come back to work on Tuesday, we know we can improve from what we did the week before, whether it's a win or a loss. Let's look at the tape. Let's figure out what we did well and continue to build on that. And then let's correct what we did wrong. And then let's set our attention for our next opponent. And we got a real good Giants team coming in there on Sunday.
So you really look for consistency of players, that they almost look more for the things they did wrong to correct them rather than...
No, it's a combination of two. I mean, there's obviously a lot of really good things we did. You know, get out to 34-7 lead. I thought we played better offensively than we did in the San Francisco game. I thought for three quarters our defense played very, very well. Our special teams played well throughout the entire game. So we'll build upon that, but there's also corrections we have to make in any game, whether you win or lose. There have to be, you know, you just can't win and say, hey, we got it, and don't worry about it. You know, there's things you have to address, and that's what we'll continue to do. But we really have the same system in terms of what our Tuesday looks like, starting with a team meeting, on to position meetings, and then back out in the field for training. And then, you know, Wednesday's the same for us, Thursday's the same for us. A lot of consistency to our approach.
Offensive line, for the first time, I don't even know if it's happened all year, you start five players the same second week in a row. You're maybe building a little bit of consistency there. You feel that way after one game of five guys together?
You hope. You know, I mean, you still got a couple of days of training here to see if we can go through, but hopefully the group that started against St. Louis will be able to bounce back here and play against New York. But we've got, you know, obviously Lane's back after being out for four games, so... Got a little bit more consistency on the right side with him and Todd next to each other, who were next to each other for all 17 games last year. So we were a little bit better up front than we were the week before, but we still need to continue to improve.
Chip, I want to talk about the tight ends. I mean, this is a group of four men who their skills are varied. They contribute in every way. I mean, when you built that group together, kind of what were you looking for and what do you have?
It's built in the fashion that we have right now. We didn't want anybody to be cookie cutters and be the same exact as the other one. So, you know, you got a bigger physical tight end in Brent Celek, who's the older guy in the group and, you know, really is an outstanding lead blocker in terms of what we're doing. You got a great pass catching tight end in Zach Ertz, who contributes on two of our special teams, you know, and then two great special teams players in James Casey, who's more of an H-back move type guy. But he's a four-core special teams guy. And then the young player, Trey Burton, who's just playing fantastic for us on teams that is a little bit smaller, maybe a little bit more athletic and can, you know, play similar to James in some of the things he can do. But he can also line up at running back because he's done that because of his versatility. But all four of those guys are really contributing to our success. They've been active for all four games. Not many people have four tight ends active, but it's because of really their contributions, especially for James and Trey on the special teams aspect of things.
With James, when he was signed, the thought among many was that he would be a prime contributor in the offense, catch a lot of passes, and and then the situation changed. He really seemed to handle it so well. Can you talk about that?
He has. He's one of our really underrated players, I think, in terms of what he brings to this football team. You know, when you look at our win against the Redskins, he had the first catch of the game and the last catch of the game and sealed it for us. But has been just a great special teams player in every facet that we do, all four of the core special teams he's been great at. He's also, you know, an outstanding blocker, similar to Celek in that mold. But he's got great hands, so you can use him in a lot of different ways in the passing game. So he's kind of that Swiss Army knife that you can kind of plug in anywhere you need him.
Good segue into the conversation about special teams. We talk about it seems every week. Big play after big play after big play, the camaraderie, the chemistry, and the production, it's pretty astonishing.
It's what we strive for, you know, as a group. Dave Phipp and Matt Harper do a great job with them from coaching it, but I think everybody that's on teams really takes a lot of pride in it. There's a few times when we have starters that are out there. Malcolm Jenkins is a key contributor on special teams. Kerry Williams is on special teams. Bradley Fletcher is on special teams. So we have some starters that are involved in our special teams. And then a core nucleus of guys with Chris Maragos and Brian Brayman and James Casey and Trey Burton, Nolan Carroll, Brandon Boykin, guys that Casey Matthews, Acho. There's a bunch of guys in there, you know, to go along with John Dorenbos and Parkey and Donnie, who are really hitting the ball really well right now. So there's a lot of different guys contributing, but we spend a lot of time on it, you know, in meeting time and on the practice field, and it's showing right now in terms of what the production we're getting out of it.
Four sacks in each of the last two games by the defense, Chip. What's happening there? Why the increase in production? What's going on good?
You know, we said it before. Sometimes those things come in bunches. You know, I thought we really pressured the quarterback early in the year, but you don't have the sacks. But we were hurrying the quarterback. We were getting him off a spot. We were hitting the quarterback. Now we're actually getting the quarterback hit and sacked and down the ground and actually hit, sack, and fumble. You know, and two of them were huge. One of them was recovered in the end zone for a touchdown by Sed, and the other one we had about a 40-yard return. Because of the production we're getting, it's a group of guys up front that are working very hard. I think our D line and our outside linebackers have played really well in these first five games, and it's kind of what you see on the practice field is what we're getting on the game field.
Tom Coughlin's been coaching since 1969, been with the Giants for 18 seasons, coached with the Eagles as a wide receivers coach in the 70s. Do you look at coaches like that in admiration for the success that they've had?
Yeah, obviously. I think, you know, Coach is the dean of him and Coach Belichick are the two real deans of this league. You know, and you faced one last week in Jeff Fisher, who's been around for a long, long time, and you got, you know, the utmost respect for him. He's won two Super Bowls. His teams are always tough. His teams are always well prepared. They very rarely do they hurt themselves. You know, they force the other team into making mistakes. They don't do it themselves. So, we expect a classic Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, physical, tough, hard-nosed football game this Sunday.
What has turned around for the Giants? 0-2 to start the season, now three straight wins.
I think they're settled down a little bit offensively. They brought in a new offensive coordinator. Eli's playing at a really, really high level. And I think since Eli's been there, you know, as he plays, that team goes, and he's playing very, very well right now. So, our defense will have their hands full facing him.
Is the defense, or is the offense rather, a lot different than it was last year?
It is. You know, they were more traditional two-back team last year. They're a little bit more 11 personnel. They're spreading you out a little bit more. You know, it's similar to what they did in Green Bay, and that's where their offensive coordinator came from. So, it's a lot more similar. It's a lot more like what Green Bay does with Aaron Rodgers than what the Giants had done in the past.
The Giants have won two Super Bowls, largely the effectiveness of their pass rush. Some new faces up there. They seem to be very effective. How much of a challenge is that?
Same. You know, it's really the same MO. They got a dynamic front four. They can really get after the quarterback, obviously, starting with Jason Pierre-Paul. And then Matthias Kiwanuka on the other side. Their two defensive ends are outstanding. And then at times in pass rush situations, they'll put all four defensive ends in the game. You know, Robert Ayers, who they brought over from Denver, and then DeMontre Moore was a high draft pick a couple years ago, will go in there. So they'll play, you know, similar to what they did when they had Strahan and Tuck and Umanyora, that type of group. It's the same thing now. They can create a lot of pressure with their front four, and they do a good job of coverage behind it. But when you don't have to blitz that much just because your front four creates that pressure, it really helps you out on the defensive side.
Great. Coach, good luck on Sunday night. Beat the Giants. And thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.